I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Cholera has reached epidemic proportions in Zimbabwe. More than 18,000 people are infected. 800 people have died. Transworld Radio's Brent Bartlett says a poor economy has prevented sewer repairs. Raw sewage in the streets is causing the cholera. In response, Transworld Radio has produced programs to educate the people about prevention and treatment.
The gospel is kept low-key in those programs, primarily because of the restrictions that are placed on broadcasting in Zimbabwe. Pointing people back to Transworld Radio's programs can be picked up through the medium wave and short wave broadcasts.
Next, as the fourth anniversary of the Indian Ocean tsunami nears, marks of the disaster appear to be fading. International Aid's Billy Tennedy says they shored up the medical training and equipment needs in Banda Aceh. An evaluation study reveals vastly improved medical services. Although Muslims ran the hospitals, the hope of the gospel still shone through.
To go to that hospital, they knew we were Christians, and to minister to them was a great opportunity. Plus, living in the community was an excellent opportunity, an opportunity that would not present itself or had not presented itself before the earthquake and tsunami of December 26.
And almost 2,000 Nigerian children received Bibles from Open Doors. They live in a state governed by Sharia law and often face intense persecution. These children are forced to study Islam in school and treated as second-class citizens. Brightly colored children's Bibles in the local language strengthen the resolve of many children and youth to witness for the gospel. Pray that countless Nigerians will come to know Christ through the simple tool of the Bible. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your new Solid Rock Orchestra Christmas CD is waiting for you. For a gift of any amount, we'll send you this CD featuring a unique new mix of your favorite Christmas carols. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.